Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But a very good start for Brad, no question about that. And we're going to try to get back on the right side of things, at least start our journey today. Let's fade Brad. Two games tonight, two picks from Brad Carson. Let's start with, on ESPN, Miami Heat on the road at Chicago Bulls. This is the 9-10 game in the Eastern Conference.
6:30 is when.
Yeah, 6:30 ESPN. Okay. The winner will advance to play the Atlanta Hawks.
Okay.
In the next round of the play-in, according to ESPN Bet, we're just using ESPN Bet for like standard lines here. Chicago is a 1.5-point favorite, Brad Carson.
Yeah. Well, so as a spectator, we're watching a bunch of slubs over in the Eastern Conference. We're used to seeing pretty quality opponents in these 9-10 games over in our conference. Now, over in the East in Miami, the only thing I've really paid attention to are two players. That would be Kobe White and Tyler Hero that I've most paid attention to. And the Bulls at times have looked good. Was it Vucevic? I mean, he's looked good, right? So that's my peripheral knowledge of both of these teams. Having said that.
That's very in-depth.
Having said that, and even though the Heat have been trading away dudes, including the great Jimmy Butler, who we witnessed last night, and has been on a tear for much of the postseason, or the soon-to-be postseason, and the lead-up here in the play-in. I'm going with the Heat still, and I would like, especially if you're giving me 1.5 points, you're giving me 1.5 points, right?
Yep.
I'm picking the Heat tonight. And the injury reports look clean, except for like Dosunmu's out for the season. Everybody should be available,
right?
Drew Smith's out through the season, but that's about it. You know, Tyler Hero's
Lonzo is out, but he's been out.
Yeah, they have him listed as a game time decision for this game.
He is out.
All right, well then, no Lonzo. So even better reason to pick the Heat. I will say, if I were picking a bonus pick, here's a bonus pick for you. This is separate than the actual games picks. Hero's going to go over if the Heat are going to win. He's going to go over the 24.5 points.
All right, there you have it. So Brad says the Heat plus 1.5 and over Hero 24.5. So that would mean you would bet the Bulls minus 1.5 and Hero under 24.5. Mm. I think that is Brad's first official misstep of the season.
Not liking my pick.
I do think the Bulls get it done. I think this Heat team is extremely mid, and the 10th seed has never made the playoffs.
Yeah.
Ever in the history of the play-in.
Played right into our hands there, buddy.
That's good. Wait, I'm just
but
calling
you did
it like
it
I see
with
it.
Integrity.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, if you were looking at the very basic amateur, not like John is familiar with this stuff, they have the amateur version of this. The matchup predictor has the Bulls at 58%.
Yeah.
So
that's what Fader's going to be hitting all season long.
Give me the points, though, with the Heat.
All right, moving on. The winner of this game will advance to play the Memphis Grizzlies on Friday. Get your tickets, FedEx Forum.
Yep.
Dallas Mavericks, Sacramento Kings. Looks like the Kings are a 5.5. We'll call it 5
because
it's an even money. But 5-point favorites over the Dallas Mavericks.
What surprises me is I saw this Mavericks team on Sunday, and even though we were playing our schlubs, they played dudes. Like Gafford was out there. They were playing Christie. Like, I was shocked how poorly they played. And, of course, Davis didn't play Sunday. I'm presuming Davis will play in this game because they need him to play. Having said that, I saw firsthand how just absolutely piss poor this Mavericks team is, even without Anthony Davis. Give me the Kings. Kings are going to roll here, and I'll even let y'all have the 4.5 points. Kings minus 4.5.
Now, is it 5 or 5.5, or is it 4.5?
Well, an open 4.5.
Get whatever the points are. I don't care.
Yeah, you're looking at the open. It's the currently is 5. We're going to call it 5.
Well, five. I'll give you 5.
Yeah, because it's 5.5, even money.
It's fine. Yeah.
5, 5.5.
So you, Kings, I would the way if I say this correctly, John, would be Kings plus 5.5. Is that what I'm saying?
Minus.
Four. Minus 5.5.
Because okay. They're the favorite.
All right, so I'm going with the Kings. With the you all have the point. Minus 5.5. Kings minus 5.5.
All right, and do you have a bonus in this one?
You know, I don't have a good feeling about this one.
No, don't force anything.
I don't think Brad's had a good feeling about any of these,
that's
though.
Fair.
I mean, why are we going to start now?
If I were,
he felt good yesterday.
He did. He liked the match.
Generally, I try to focus on the winning team when I'm looking at these,
right.
You know, for obvious reasons.
I don't like it.
You don't like what I'm going with this?
I feel like you're getting away from integrity. You're feeling forced. If you don't have a natural second pick.
Sabonis over rebounds.
Okay. What number is that?
10.
Know? Okay, 10. All right.
Wait, no.
Is that the Brad Carson number? Is that
Sabonis,
the real number?
I need to look up the number just so I'm correct on my bonus pick.
That's
Sabonis rebounds.
Yeah, I think I'd take over 10. I mean, doesn't he average like 15 a game?
Yeah, if he's not the leading rebounder, he's right up there second.
He averages like 10 a game.
It's 13.5.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So, yes, I would take over 10 as well.
I mean, if the Kings are going to win, you need 13 rebounds.
That was not an integrity pick by you.
Yeah, let's not. Let's leave that one off the table. I want to keep this real. This is not a bit.
I'm really uncomfortable with that pick.
I don't want to force it. I prepped this out.
I never want this to be forced.
It's not a bit, folks. This is a
and I feel like you felt like there was some pressure there to give a second. We don't want that.
All right, so only one bonus pick today.
Just one. Because that was the feel.
Again, if you're fading Brad, be patient. Drop of water, break stone. All right? That's what I tell people all the time. It's my favorite meeting quote in sales.
Sabonis averaged 14 rebounds for the season.
Wow.
By the way. Led the league.
Yeah. You'd be taking the Bulls minus 1.5.
Okay.
And the Mavericks plus 5. And Tyler Hero under 24.5 for the Heat.
How do you feel about that second pick, the Mavs-Kings game, John?
I mean, I don't really like to fade Anthony Davis. Against the front line, although I guess Sabonis does play him well traditionally.
Yes, he does.
And the Mavs look kind of checked out after everything that's gone on with Luka.
Bad.
That's my worry, right, is that they just don't care about playing anymore. And the last time Klay Thompson was in a play-in game, he was 0-10.
Oof. Mm-hmm.
So,
oof.
That's definitely the main concern.
This Mavericks thing still perplexes the hell out of me. I don't even know why I would show up if I'm a fan in Dallas, let alone...
It's never going to make sense.
It's disgusting.
It's never going to make sense at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.